The question for today is Genesis 6 verse 19 and 20 and Genesis 7 verse 2 and 3 tell us that Noah was to admit pairs of all kinds of animals and seven of each clean animal and bird aboard the ark. That's a lot of animals. How did Noah get so many animals on the ark? According to the Genesis flood by John Whitcomb and Henry Morris, the ark was 437.5 feet in length, 72.92 feet in width, and 43.75 feet in height. These figures are based on the assumption that a cubit equals 17.5 inches. See Genesis 6, verse 14 to 16. With three decks, the ark had enough room to carry at least 125,000 sheep-sized animals. Whitcomb and Morris estimate that less than 17,600 animals would have needed the protection provided by the ark. By multiplying that number by two and adding the estimated number of clean animals, the ark would have to house approximately 79,000 animals. That's 46,000 fewer than the estimated maximum number. Given the possibility that Noah brought young animals aboard the ark, cubs rather than full-grown lions and bears, for example, and the fact that the average animal was no larger than a sheep, it becomes clear that the ark had sufficient room for the animals as well as sufficient food storage areas and living quarters for Noah and his family.